China operates police stations in the U.S., FBI chief admits. By Neil Monroe on November 18, 2022. China has created stealthy police stations in the United States to extend its control over the growing population of Chinese students, visa workers, legal immigrants, and illegal migrants living in the United States. "We are aware of the existence of these stations," FBI Director Christopher Wray told a Senate hearing on Thursday. He continued, "I have to be careful about our specific investigative work, but to me, it is outrageous to think that the Chinese police would attempt to set up shop in New York, let's say, without proper, legal, coordination. It violates sovereignty and circumvents standard judicial law enforcement cooperation. The reason this is so important is because we have seen a clear pattern of the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party, exporting their repression right here into the U.S. We've had now a number of indictments, as you may have seen, of the Chinese engaging in uncoordinated law enforcement actions right here in the United States. Harassing, stalking, surveilling, blackmailing people who they just don't like or disagree with a Chinese President Xi Jinping regime. And so it's a real problem. It's something that we're talking with our foreign partners about as well, because we're not the only country where this has occurred. We're looking into the legal parameters of it. I want to be a little bit careful to not get over my skis on that. But suffice to say, I can tell you from an FBI director's perspective, I'm deeply concerned about this, and I'm not gonna just let it lie." The statement comes after President Joe Biden rolled back an FBI program launched by President Donald Trump. The program was intended to revive the lax oversight of the Chinese government's use of migrants to steal U.S. technologies from taxpayer-funded laboratories and to steal product designs from private companies. The Biden rollback followed a pressure campaign from universities and Asian-led pressure groups aimed at pro-migration and business-friendly legislators. Biden's government has also increased the inflow of Chinese students, visa workers, and immigrants, amid lobbying by the universities, Fortune 500 companies, and investor groups, such as Forward.us. Business leaders value skilled, cheap, and compliant Chinese graduates for banking, laboratory, and software jobs, despite the risk of computer security failures, information leaks, privacy losses, and the theft of intellectual property. Many American graduates lose jobs and careers to the resulting population of roughly 1.5 million Indian, Chinese, and European white-collar visa workers in the United States. Biden's business-backed progressive deputies have also ended enforcement of the nation's wage-protecting immigration laws. These government officials do not even deport convicted Chinese criminals after they are released from U.S. jails. Establishment media outlets show minimal concern about the legal and illegal migration of Chinese into the United States. For example, in 2015, The New York Times reported on the maltreatment of illegal migrant Chinese manicurists in New York. "Sometimes the bosses wouldn't allow us time to eat. In summer, we could never eat lunch until 3 p.m. After a while, I started having stomach problems. I couldn't sleep at night because of the stomach aches. When I started working in salons run by Koreans, the bosses would allow us to eat on time no matter how busy we were and would ask the customers to wait. After that, my stomach got better." The main cause of miscarriages among manicurists is that workers have to work 12-hour days when nail salons get busiest in summer, and they have to rush around serving customers all day. If a pregnant woman works under such conditions, she is bound to have a miscarriage. "I have a friend who works on Long Island, and she lost her child under such conditions." The same process, Chinese migration bringing Chinese government surveillance, is also happening in the United Kingdom and mainland Europe. Reuters reported on November 17 on the expansion of Chinese police stations into many countries. Safeguard Defenders, a Europe-based human rights organization, published a report in September revealing the presence of dozens of Chinese police service stations in major cities around the world, including New York. The report said the stations were an extension of Beijing's efforts to pressure some Chinese nationals or their relatives abroad to return to China to face criminal charges. It also linked them to activities of China's United Front Work Department, a Communist Party body charged with spreading its influence and propaganda overseas. The United States unsealed criminal charges in October against seven Chinese nationals accused of waging a surveillance and harassment campaign against a U.S. resident and his family in a bid by the Chinese government to repatriate one of them back to China. Many other governments keep foreign officials in the United States to aid their citizens who are living legally and illegally in the United States. For example, Mexico aids its illegal migrants with more than 40 offices in the United States, including several on migrant pathways into the United States such as El Paso and Eagle Pass in Texas. These Mexican stations provide Mexican migrants with official identification documents that are accepted by many U.S. banks and businesses. India keeps 6 offices for its fast-growing population of visa workers, illegal migrants, and legal immigrants. Extraction migration. U.S. government officials try to grow the economy by raising exports, productivity, and the birth rate. Those strategies are difficult and slow, and so officials also try to expand the economy by extracting millions of migrants from poor countries to serve as extra workers, consumers, and renters. This policy floods the labor market, and so it shifts vast wealth from ordinary people to investors, billionaires, and Wall Street. It also makes it difficult for ordinary Americans to advance in their careers, get married, raise families, buy homes, or gain wealth. Extraction migration slows innovation and shrinks Americans' productivity. This happens because migration allows employers to boost stock prices by using stoop labor and disposable workers instead of the skilled American professionals and productivity-boosting technology that earlier allowed Americans in their communities to earn more money. This migration policy also reduces exports because it minimizes shareholder pressure on C-suite executives to take a career risk by trying to grow exports to poor countries. Migration undermines employees' workplace rights, and it widens the regional economic gaps between the Democrats' cheap labor coastal states and the Republicans' heartland and southern states.